the last word
with Life Pharmacy. Over 100 local pharmacies nationwide that are always here to help. Life Pharmacy. Live better together.
The Hot School Meal Programme has been available to all primary schools since September last year, with around 3,700 schools and organisations and 682,000 children eligible to address the scheme, which has a budget of €300 million. But how well is it doing? Representatives from various school management bodies appeared before the Oireachtas Committee on Education and Youth this afternoon to discuss its impact since its rollout to all primary schools. We have two guests with us. I'm going to start with Dr. Eimear Nolan, Chief Executive of Educate Together, which has 97 primary schools and 21 secondary schools in the country. Eimear Nolan, how well do you think is the Hot School Meals programme working?
Well, look, first thing to say is it's a really important programme. It's really timely. Unfortunately, we have more and more children living in poverty, in homelessness and so on. And for lots of those children, this scheme might be the only hot meal they have in a day. So it's a really important scheme. Generally speaking, our schools are fairly happy with how the access that they have to the food. They're seeing benefits around obviously reduced hunger, but then, you know, leading on from that, better concentration, improved attendance, better participation in learning, and also just that social benefit of children sitting down together, eating together, maybe trying new foods. And again, for some children, they might not see a lot of that in their lives. So
it sounds like you're giving like a 9 out of 10 rating.
Well, look, it's a great scheme. As I say, it's a really good policy. It's the right policy. Unfortunately, though, I suppose there are some issues with the management of the scheme, which, you know, it's a good opportunity now, I think, to review how things are going and to make some
improvements. But when you say the management of the scheme, what's the problem? Is it the amount of work that's required of the teachers and of the school to prepare and serve the food?
Yeah, look, you know, I suppose the context here is in primary schools, principals are already very overstretched without really the administration and the management support that they need. You know, a couple of years ago, we brought in the free book scheme, which is a really good scheme as well, very important for families. But when that came in, there was a grant, an administration grant that came in with it so that schools could administer it. Now, that's a much smaller scheme. You order your books just once a year and it's finished. The food scheme is enormous. Like, you have primary schools now managing, you know, huge contracts, hundreds of thousands of euro, with no additional supports whatsoever, no administrative grant, nothing to help them to manage all of that financial risk, health and safety risk, which is increased. And it's really putting pressure on the system.
And do the schools need a kitchen to actually help to sort of reheat, if necessary, meals that might have come in which haven't stayed warm?
Look, actually, the best solutions we're seeing are where schools do have kitchens. One of the issues that schools are seeing is a lot of food waste in some situations. But the very best situation is where a school does have a kitchen and food, you know, meals can be cooked on site from scratch. That reduces waste considerably, actually almost to zero. You can adjust your portions according to who's actually in the building that day.
But what school can afford to actually bring in somebody to cook from scratch?
Well, there are, you know, within the funding there are companies that are providing that. So look, it's a really good option for schools that have those facilities. They will recruit local staff. And, you know, in that situation, the food can be sourced locally as well. So
yeah,
you're
because
reducing
what is the quality like? Because we have one listener, Sharon, who says, the hot school meal choices in my children's school are horrible. They all love the cold sandwiches and rolls. It's a shame that choice is taken away. There's more nutritional value in a chicken salad roll than in a pot of plain pasta, which is all most of them choose. The choices are awful.
Yeah, and look, I think we've all heard one or two stories like that. But we surveyed our schools last week. And actually, quality isn't one of their major concerns. I mean, there were new guidelines that came out there a few months ago, and there were some changes in some of the menus. And in fact, in some schools, maybe the choice got smaller for a while providers addressed the quality issue. But look, the feedback we're getting is that overall, the quality is reasonably good. One of the problems is, though, that it's down to the principal again to manage that. And principals don't have time to be going around checking on quality of meals. We would prefer if there was, you know, better support for schools around that.
We're getting lots of messages in to 0874 100 102. Connor says there should be an option to opt out of the hot school meals. My kids are fussy eaters and won't eat them. We get full lunch boxes home most days. It is such a waste. Another one says, in our local school, the food is made off-site and delivered in cardboard boxes. There should be an option to opt out. Oh, sorry, we had that one already, but there's quite a few coming along those lines. The hot school meal choices in my children's school are horrible, says another listener. Hot school meals, what a joke. My child's school is only starting it for the first time next Monday. Okay. Another one says, on the hot school meals, most schools don't have canteens, so kids with sensory difficulties are having to sit in a classroom that has lingering smells, which is impacting their ability to learn. The volume of food waste is ridiculous, and if the child doesn't like the food, they go hungry. I've opted out, as I feel in order to learn, they need energy, and it's so hit and miss with the hot food, so I'd prefer to know they have actually eaten. Regina Halpin is with us, principal of Divine Mercy Senior National School in Balgaddy. Regina, thank you very much for joining us. Tell us, what's your experience been of bringing in the hot school meals?
I just listened to you. Hi, Matt, how are you? And hi, Eimear, how are you? And thank you for having me. And just listening to you there with all the messages coming in, like talking about hot schools, really is a hot topic. So, yeah, there's huge merit in the scheme, as Eimear was saying. But the problem that we as school principals are facing is that there seems to have been very little or no consultation prior to the national rollout. So even if it had been done on a pilot scheme so that we could see what the impact was like on the ground prior to the rollout, and were assumptions made, you know, by the powers that be as to staff capacity or the availability to the implementation of the scheme and to the assist with the distribution of the school. Now, we took it in last year. I was talking to you this time last year about this. So we've had it for a year. So I'm a Desh Band 2 school and it's a co-ed school. So that means, and it's a senior school. So the children are going from 8 to 12.
And how many children do you have?
I have 275 children.
Okay.
Right. And it is a Desh Band school. And if for us, it's important that they would get something that would be nutritious and that it would be hot, and because it can make a real difference to them in their school experience during the day, their energy levels, their well-being. And as Eimear has said, they're eating together and maybe trying different foods. But like we all know, 9, 10, 11 year old kids, they'll stick to what they like. So on the wastage is a big problem. The management of that. And the other problem with it is that the admin of it is onerous. It's huge. And for teaching principals, that adds another layer to it, because it can take 5 or 6 days to do the procurement, to do the tendering, to fill in all of these documents. And we're educators. Principals are there to lead teaching and learning. That's our primary focus. And if this is shifting away from that, and there's a UNESCO Global Ed Monitoring Report quoting Irish research, that the lack of time focusing on teaching and learning by the principal and the school directly and negatively impacts student outcomes. And that's a real concern for us, because if the government, you know, they want this national program and they are happy to put 300 million behind it and all the rest of it, and it needs a national delivery system, and it doesn't need 4,000 principals running kitchens. So,
Sammy, do you serve the food in the classrooms, or do you have an area to which the children can go? Do you have to reheat it? Do you have a kitchen to reheat it? How many people do you have serving up the food? Do they include the teachers?
Yes. Okay. So we have we're very lucky, we have a great parents' room. So they came out initially and they had to put in a new supply board for us, and we got these big ovens. So the provider arrives very early in the morning and delivers the boxes. They're cool boxes with the food in it at a temperature. And then those boxes are loaded by an operative who is employed by the food company. She puts them into the ovens and then they are heated up. And then they're put back into the boxes that would be temperature controlled, or do you know what I mean? They're big boxes for that. There, she then delivers them to the classrooms in time. Now, we had to change timetabling for that so that we could get it out properly. So there's an admin part to it as well. Then it goes into the classroom and then the list comes out. The children's names are not on our boxes, if you know what I mean. So the lunches would come out. The teacher or the SNA can read the list and see, you know, Regina Halpin wants whatever she wants today, and she gets that. So that takes time to give it out to the children. Some of the children then, if their parents have made the choice, they'll open it up and the parents will have chosen. Say today we had a turkey dinner. They'll have chosen that. They'll open up their box. They'll look at it and they think, oh, I don't want that. He has a pizza. So they'll close it and they'll put it away. And that leads to that kind of waste. So, yeah, there's an operative there, but there is a... Now, one of the days I had to do it myself because the operative was sick and, you know, we couldn't get somebody to cover her. So myself and the secretary did it. Put on the ovens, put all the stuff into the boxes, delivered them around to the classrooms. So, you know, it's a great idea, but practically on the ground, there are a lot of flaws.
Mm. Dr. Emer Nolan, as Chief Executive of Educate Together, there are a lot of people asking about the quality of the food, whether it's nutritious enough, or is that just overcome by the fact at least something hot is better than nothing for the children?
Well, look, you know, principals are many things, but they are not food experts. But really, you know, they're not seeing huge issues with the quality. And I think we have to be really careful around that. And one of the things we've asked for today at the Joint Committee is that the proper evaluation is done. None of us is an expert on food quality, but there are people that are. So the Department of Social Protection who are paying for this food should be, you know, making sure that the quality is there. And it is our understanding that they are. And I suppose I'd ask people maybe not to rush to judgment. It is a new scheme. And the benefits really are enormous in terms of children's well-being, in terms of children's learning for all children. And there are benefits there for parents too. So, you know, we'd ask people to just stick with it.
Well, I'll go back to you, Regina, on that. I suppose, yeah. In order, do the kids like it, do you think?
Well, we had a WSE recently back in June, and the inspectors came out and they were asking the children as part of the whole school evaluation, you know, what was their favourite part of school? And the children unanimously said the hot meals.
The teachers?
No, the kids, sorry.
How do the teachers feel about it?
Oh, the teachers, yeah, I suppose they, well, yeah, the teachers are okay about it, yeah.
And the parents? Happy. What kind of feedback are you getting from the parents?
Like exactly what you're getting back. Some people are happy about it, some people are not. I had a couple of Muslim families who were ringing up to see what was the provenance of the meat, whether it was halal prepared, this kind of thing. So, you know, you're doing all of that. You know, so some parents are very happy with it. Some parents, again, don't want to take it, have opted out of it. Then some people are bringing in their own lunches as well as the hot lunches, just in case there's a problem. So, yeah, some people are very enthusiastic. It is important for the children in our school, because it is a DESH school, that at least that they are getting something warm and hot during the day, particularly in weather like this.
Okay. Just to finish with you, Dr. Emer Nolan, this is something that happens in primary schools. Will it go to the secondary schools at some stage? Should it? You have 21 secondary schools, for example.
Yeah, and look, some secondary schools already do have hot school meals. There's various kind of legacy programs and, you know, obviously DESH schools. So, you know, 20% of our schools would be in the DESH scheme. They would have different types of hot meal programs. And I feel like this eventually will be rolled out to second level schools. But look, this is a good opportunity to evaluate it before that happens. You know, the clear messages, I think, from everyone, from parents, from children, from teachers are it needs more resources. It needs a bit more thinking through. We need to be monitoring the quality of the food. We need to be keeping the choice there. But most of all, we really need to be adding administration support and management support for schools so that this can be run well, so that everybody can have confidence in the scheme that it's being well managed.
Dr. Emer Nolan from Educate Together. Regina Halpin, Principal of Divine Mercy Senior National School in Balgaddy. Thank you very much, both of you, for being with us.
The last word with Life Pharmacy. Over 100 local pharmacies nationwide that are always here to help. Life Pharmacy. Live better together.